Support for Food for Thought comes from Metropolitan Market, announcing Peach-O-Rama, a celebration of all things peach. With peaches arriving daily from Pence Orchards and Frog Hollow Organic Farms, Metropolitan Market offers daily peach Brix ratings or sugar levels. More at peachorama.com. Well, Nancy Leeson, I scoff at you, ha, 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 because I read in one of your all-you-can-eat blogs that you shelled out good American money for an electric popsicle machine. Are you kidding me?
Call me crazy, Stein, because I know you're going to.
You're crazy.
It was a gift. And, you know, it's kind of like those wedding gifts that you buy people that you think they don't really need. Like, for instance, the nice rice cooker we got for our wedding that we use all the time. But, of course, this is for popsicles. But this was a gift for my kid, Nate, who I thought could use to make some fresh homemade popsicles out of some wonderful fresh fruit that I bought for him at the store or the farmer's market.
Why, when I was that boy's age, we had to fill old socks with Kool-Aid, tie them in a knot, and throw them in the freezer.
You know, funny you should say that, Stein, because we used to do the same thing with Kool-Aid, only we used Dixie cups.
Yeah,
you would
right.
put a stick in the Dixie cup, then you would tear the paper off and eat it. And, you know, we used to also, as I said in the blog post, go out and get snow in the wintertime and put Frank's Black Cherry Wishniak soda on top of
your own snow cones. Well, in truth, we did make our own popsicles, but my mother was a Tupperware lady, and she had
Wait! All these years I've known you, you've never told me your mother was a Tupperware lady. Next thing you're going to know, you're going to tell me your father sold Avon.
In another life, perhaps. But yeah, she was. She was a pioneer Tupperware lady, and she had every Tupperware gizmo, including these popsicle molds, you know, that you'd put, well, Kool-Aid in and freeze. And you know, the one thing I liked about that, the plastic stick, I don't know what it is, maybe it's just me, but the sensation of my teeth against a wooden popsicle stick is exactly like fingernails on a blackboard. Do you get that sensation?
No, I think I feel that way about the plastic stick.
Well, how many popsicles have you actually made with this thing?
Well, we haven't had it very long, but I think we've made quite a few. And I have to admit that occasionally, because Nate wasn't following the directions and you have to put the stick in first and then add the stuff, it was tough getting them to come out. So that doesn't always work perfectly. And that's when I think I should go back to using the Tupperware version, or at least the Fred Meyer grocery store cheapo version that we had when he was a kid. On the other hand, blending that fresh fruit and putting it in there and making these wonderful popsicles, I think it's worth the investment.
Is it worth the space that it takes up in your kitchen?
No. Because here's the deal. It's just like my ice cream machine that I get to keep in my extra freezer downstairs at all times if the moment arises that I feel the need to make some custard to make fresh ice cream. Same deal. You leave this thing in your freezer if you have the room, or you put it in your freezer and, you know, you pull it up from where you have all the rest of those gadgets that you don't use.
Well, I am proud to say I don't have anything that I don't use anymore. And not only that, I don't get anything for my kitchen that only does one thing. Everything has got to be able to do more than one thing. Like for pounding meat, I've got a rubber auto body mallet, so I can pound meat with it and I can fix dents in my car. Plus, it's very good for slapstick home defense. Hey, eaters, I bet you've got some crazy gizmo at home that you spent money on and now you're a little bit embarrassed, but you can be anonymous if you post at kplu.org. Click on Food for Thought and tell us what you got hidden in the freezer. You say this is where you keep your ice cream maker, Nancy?
That is, and in the basement is where I keep my juice man that I was all excited about, to say nothing of my slow cooker that I was also excited about, and the pressure cooker that I was sure I was going to soon be making black bean soup in 10 minutes.
Right. Over and over, the triumph of hope over experience. Go to kplu.org. You'll find a link to Nancy's blog there as well. I'm Dick Stein.